The Manor Hall, the Castle Builders. Ivo de Tebois, the first Baron of Kendal, built Castle Howe across the valley around 1089. It is behind the current Brewery Arts Centre. Castle Howe was a Norman Mott and Bailey design. The Mott was a timber enclosure built on a mound with accommodation for the Baron, his family and officers. It was surrounded by a flat Bailey enclosure containing stores, workshops, stables and soldiers' barracks. At this time, Kendal was just a small settlement, clustered around the parish church. Castle Howe was abandoned in the mid-12th century after the new castle was built here on Castle Hill. In 1788, a monument dedicated to liberty and commemorating the 1688 Glorious Revolution was erected on the top of the Castle Howe mound. Castle Howe's Bailey became a bowling green, known as Bowling Fell, and then grazing land. It is now a public open space and well worth a visit for the glorious views over the town. Around 1185, Gilbert Fitz Rhynfred, Lord of Kendal, began building defensive earthworks and a wooden castle on Castle Hill in case of Scottish attack. The hill is protected by the River Kent and commands excellent views over the valley, particularly to the north. The threat was real. Local historians tell that in 1189, a Scottish army led by Duncan, Earl of Fife, invaded Kendal, ransacked the town, and set fire to the church, killing many townsfolk who were sheltering there. It is known as Kendal's saddest day. Baron Gilbert obtained Kendal's first market charter from Richard I, the Lionheart, and Kendal grew as a major northern market town, specialising in woven woolen cloth, particularly the famous Kendal Green, and leather goods. He also began selling burgage plots, which became the distinctive yards and created the medieval street layout of Kendal, much of which remains today. In 1215, Gilbert lost his lands after the barons rebelled against King John, forcing him to sign the Magna Carta. The estate was eventually restored to his son, William, who began building the stone castle on Castle Hill around 1240. The castle was never attacked. Over time, it became a luxury, fortified manor house and a status symbol of the barons' wealth and power. Sir William Parr, grandfather of Henry VIII's sixth wife, Queen Catherine Parr, was the Constable of England under Edward IV, a position similar to a modern Home Secretary and head of the Secret Services. He was a notable peace negotiator between Edward IV and James II of Scotland. Living at Kendal Castle, William became very rich through buying and renting land, as well as the profits from the wool and cloth trade. His fortune increased in 1475 when his brother, John, the Sheriff of Westmorland, died. William now had the whole of the Kendal Barony estate under his control. Sir William Parr made extensive and expensive alterations to the castle between 1461 and 1483. Despite his wealth in 1466, he had to sell family possessions to settle his debts. He ensured that the castle had every luxury, befitting his status as a rich landowner and statesman. The Manor Hall was the most important building in the castle, and the Great Hall on the first floor was the focus of castle life and the vast estate. Stand on the first floor and imagine a space twice the size of what remains, with walls over 10 metres high. This hall and the family and guest rooms had brightly decorated walls, ceilings and floor tiles. Tapestries, rugs, wood panelling, massive fires and glazed windows kept everyone warm. The Parrs were related to some of the grandest families in England. Banquets were meant to impress. The best foods, ale and wine, were served with entertainment by minstrels and travelling players. The castle was well supplied with meat, cheese and game from its farms and parks. Oats and corn were milled at the castle mill. Shellfish came from Morecambe Bay and fresh fish from its own fish farm. There was a vineyard at Spittle. On Castle Hill, there was a dovecot and rabbit warrens. The four dark vaulted cellars below the Great Hall stored the food, ale and wine. Fresh water came from the deep well in the courtyard. The Baron had many servants in his household. Can you find the hidden staircase and passage built in the walls and the hall of the Garderobe Tower so that servants could move around the castle without disturbing the Baron or his guests?